Chapter 3, The Good News to Go Everywhere. After the death of Christ, the disciples were well nigh overcome by discouragement. The sun of their hope had set, and night settled down on their hearts. Lonely and sick at heart, they remembered Christ's words, "If they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry?" Jesus had several times attempted to open the future to his disciples, but they had not cared to think about what he said. This left them in utter hopelessness at the time of his death. Their faith did not penetrate the shadow Satan cast athwart their horizon. If they had believed the Savior's words, that he was to rise on the third day, how much sorrow they might have been spared. Crushed by despondency and despair, the disciples met together in the upper chamber and fastened the doors, fearing that the fate of their beloved teacher might be theirs. Here the Savior, after his resurrection, appeared to them. For 40 days Christ remained on earth, preparing the disciples for the work before them. He spoke of the prophecies concerning his rejection by the Jews, and his death, showing that every specification had been fulfilled. Then opened he their understanding, we read, that they might understand the Scriptures. And he added, "Ye are witnesses of these things." As the disciples heard their Master explaining the Scriptures in the light of all that had happened, their faith in him was fully established. They reached the place where they could say, "I know whom I have believed." The events of Christ's life, death, and resurrection, the prophecies pointing to these events, the plan of salvation, and the power of Jesus for remission of sins, to all these things they had been witnesses, and they were to make them known to the world. Before ascending to heaven, Christ told his disciples that they were to be the executors of the will in which he bequeathed to the world the treasures of eternal life. "Although priests and rulers have rejected me," he said, "they shall have still another opportunity of accepting the Son of God. To you, my disciples, I commit this message of mercy, to be given to Israel first, and then to all nations. All who believe are to be gathered into one church." The Gospel Commission is the great missionary charter of Christ's kingdom. The disciples were to work earnestly for souls. They were to go to the people with their message. Their every word and act was to fasten attention on Christ's name, as possessing that vital power by which sinners may be saved. His name was to be their badge of distinction, the authority for their action, and the source of their success.